He hesitated, as if debating whether or not he should agree. When he spoke, his voice was stern.
If he helps you, I will grant his freedom, but he will only be human for a month. If, at the end of the month, he hasn't shown himself worthy of humanity, he comes right back here.
By Cypher's expression, it was obvious he wanted to tell Hades where to shove his pact. But in the end, Cypher knew this was the best he could hope for.
Fine. Let me go and I'll help.
The vines released him so suddenly that he fell against the floor. He rose slowly to tower over Cat. Even wounded, he made a formidable sight.
What do you need?
I need to know where the Tablet of Destiny is, and I need a weakness for the demon Kassar, and I need it yesterday.
Cypher nodded before he looked at Hades.
I need all my powers returned to me.
He curled his lip.
You're dead.
And I need my Honoroi powers back if I'm to help her.
Hades narrowed his eyes.
Don't think you can escape me even with them. You made a bargain, and you are bound by it.
And I will abide by it.
Hades snapped his fingers. Relief flashed across Cypher's brow before he dressed himself. When his gaze met Kat's, she saw sincerity and gratitude there.
I'll be in touch.
He vanished. Kat smiled in contentment until Hades shook his head.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I think I do.
No, Kat, you don't. Did you even bother to ask anyone why he was served with a death sentence?
You said it yourself. He was a Skotos who refused to be reined in.
Yes, he was. He would also hunt down humans and terrorize them until they went mad from it. Not a few people, Kat. We're talking more than 100. His last victim set himself on fire, trying to escape the nightmares Cypher had caused.
Kat covered her mouth as horror filled her.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Because you said you knew what you were doing. Nice to know you lie, like everyone else.
That stung on more levels than she wanted to acknowledge. She hadn't meant to lie to anyone, and she hated the fact that Hades knew just where to attack someone. But she wouldn't let him know that he'd struck a nerve.
Thanks for your help, Hades.
He inclined his head before he left her alone with her own fear over what she'd done. By trying to make things better, she had a bad feeling she just unleashed another menace into the world. And at the rate she was going, who needed to fear the Galu? It appeared she was the biggest threat to humanity. Her guilt churning, she left to go tell Sin the latest good news.